All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood alongside Chris Sill, Frank Maloney, as we said, not with us tonight, but he'll be back next Monday. But we do have on the line head football coach Mike Lennon. And Coach, belated Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And thanks for taking a couple of minutes to join us briefly tonight to bring your friends in Richmond up to date with what's going on with Virginia football.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. And happy holidays to you and Linda and everybody in the listening audience. Very thankful for a lot of things, and I know this is kind of the season that you want to, you know, share with people, family, friends that, that have been with you throughout that time. So very thankful, Jim, for a lot of things. Obviously, the opportunity to continue as Virginia's head football coach, and I'm very, very humbled by that. But at the same time, I understand the importance of making sure that we were productive and went on the football field. So that's my time has been consumed with doing that. And moving forward in the process of making us a much better team.
Well, I know you can't specifically talk about the guys you're trying to recruit this year, but I would think one person you're thankful for is a guy you recruited last year, Quinn Blanding. Talk a little bit about the year that he had and was selected as the ACC Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I tell you, Jim, not only is he a good football player, but he's even a better person. He's a guy that probably before he leaves University of Virginia, that will be an educated young man, will probably be a, you know, 2-3-time captain. Just as, you know, off the field, just everything he does is of a mature, you know, kind of first-class manner. And he represented Bayside High School well, and then obviously came here to Virginia, started day one, was as advertised with his football skills, and was able to play next to a guy, you know, a Richmond guy, Anthony Harris. You know, I think that him playing next to Anthony Harris and having Mike Archer as the safeties coach was, along with his abilities, God-given talent, were the things that really you know, allowed him to shine. And so proud of how he played and what he did this year for us. And he just got great things in his future.
Well, you know, and I think you don't have to comment on this, but I think it's such a great tribute to you that, you know, he obviously had a chance to go virtually anywhere in the country, but he decided to come to Charlottesville at a time when the Virginia program is still in the building process. So it just shows the, in my view, the recruiting prowess of one Mike Lennon. But without going into specifics, how are things going on the recruiting path, and additional offers might you make between now and the signing day in February?
You know, it's been interesting, Jim. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that go on. We've been fortunate to have a lot of our players commit during the summertime. It just seems like the cycle of young men committing now has just gone, it's sped up. You know, those days of, you know, your senior year, taking 5 official visits, it's like that's almost over with now. These young men, because they travel on these 707 groups, because they go to your camps, because they travel around, they're making their decisions early, which coincides to young men having opportunities to sign early and come to your school mid-year. I mean, there's the mid-year phenomenon now. There's, you know, guys that that have an opportunity to finish high school early, and then they you know, they make their decisions to come to college. So, you know, recruiting has taken another turn in terms of how early these young men are making their decisions. And you have to be on top of that. You have to be able to identify those young men that can, you know, can achieve in your school academically, socially, and particularly on the football field. But, you know, for us, again, as it was with last year's class, a guy like Quinn Blanding and Andrew Brown, who decided to come to Virginia because of so many things that Virginia offers. You know, this year's class looks to be in the same type of vein of young men that have similar goals and aspirations. And so, you know, it's a dead period right now where there's no recruiting going on. But that'll start up here pretty soon, the next 10 weeks or 10 days or so, where now it's active again and everybody will be out on the road recruiting. I'll be traveling, doing a lot of traveling, going into these young men's homes and schools.
We're talking with Coach Mike Lennon of the Virginia Cavalier football team. Mike, this is Chris Sill. Thanks for coming on the show with us. Had a question for you. You know, Patrick Lambert was the starter for most of the year, and Matt Johns came in and pretty successfully backed up when he needed to. So going into spring training, spring football, we have both of those guys that have been playing at a pretty good level, and then you have Corwin Cutler coming in as a redshirt freshman. You know, how do you balance consistency of quarterback play with trying everybody out. You know, I know that the mantra is always, you know, everyone's, you know, trying out for their position, but what do you have to say about the approach to figure out the best quarterback for the job?
No, I mean, that's a fair question. Of the 15 practices that you're allowed in spring, and then obviously when the guys get back from, you know, from break here in mid-January, you know, the winter workouts, the lifting, and the running and training, that starts. So, you know, Grayson is one of those guys with Matt Johns that obviously played a lot, played this year, had some good moments, had some moments that, you know, that they definitely need to improve upon. And then you have younger guys that that are in the program as well that have had, you know, stellar high school careers. So it's important that right now that the guys represent themselves, you know, in the weight room now as we start to go to winter conditioning, and which will roll into spring practice. Everything they do, everything they you know, on the field, off the field, will be evaluated. And, you know, obviously our charge is to make sure that the best player plays and has the opportunity to help this team win football games. That's what it's all about ultimately.
Coach, looking at spring practice, how do you define your objectives? What are you trying to accomplish in the spring practice period?
Yeah, again, Jim, it's one of those things when you go in to spring practice, you already have the, you know, the plan and the notion what you need to improve upon, you know, as we get back here pretty soon, as we go, you know, into the recruiting period and then come out right after the first Wednesday in February, which is the National Signing Day. You know, for us, we have to establish and hone in on an identity of what we're going to be on offense. We have to decide, and we'll make sure that's done, as what style of offense we're going to be and play and call plays and recruit to, you know, those styles of players that are going to help us be successful. We have to continue to develop the offensive line, although, you know, we had a couple injuries there. You know, those guys, I'm a big believer in the guys up front are always kind of the indicator of how your team will play, and that's something that's important to us, the bigger, faster, stronger. But then becoming, you know, prepared and knowing what the skill sets will be needed in order for them to perform. You know, we get better as a defense. I believe that the formula for us, we saw part of this year early on, was to play good defense, you know, be sound in special teams and not give the ball away offensively. The first half of the season, we had that formula going. In the second half, we ended up giving the ball away more than we got it back. So just honing in on those things, again, Jim, that can make us a more productive football team, which will lead to victories.
What about the health of the football team? I think specifically of Trey Nicholson. Is he going to be able to go full speed in the spring?
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, you characterize a turf toe injury, particularly when you get surgery on it, that how much of an impact it has on an individual. You know, it had that impact on Trey, and it had an impact on Andrew Brown. You know, and Andrew Brown will be healthy. We'll have an opportunity to contribute and compete and play early, and, you know, and that'll be born out of the opportunity to go through spring practice healthy. So, you know, the one thing that we're probably still missing right now is the opportunity to get some offensive linemen healthy. You know, Sadiq Olawanju had a season-ending shoulder surgery, going to look at his knee again. You know, Jay Whitmire, who was a starter 2 years ago, has not played, is going to have surgery here pretty soon. You know, and so it's we've had some offensive line guys that have been out, but we're hoping that, you know, with the spring coming upon us, that there'll be some guys that have an opportunity to get on the field and play. So, you know, the injuries are things that every team has. We have to be able to, you know, get back from those and then develop our players so they get back in the weight room and get ready for, you know, another spring practice, which leads into a summer, which leads into another season.
You know, I know you're going to miss Kevin Parks, because not only was he a significant contributor, but he's just an outstanding young man. And, I, you know, I'm sure coaches are not supposed to have favorites, but my guess is he was one of your favorites over the last several years. But speak a little bit about the running back position and your receivers. You got a bunch of guys coming back, so you should be in pretty good shape there.
You know, that's one of the positions. You know, first of all, let me talk about Kevin Parks. What a phenomenal young man. You know, I'm not ashamed to say I love that young man because of what he's gone through in his personal life before he got to Virginia. You know, he's a father. You know, he would be a graduate of the University of Virginia, which I'm so proud of that. And he's a selfless leader. And, you know, the things that Kevin brought to this team in terms of leadership were things that were outstanding qualities. And I know that he'll have his opportunity to go on to the next level. You know, at the running back position, you still have Tyquan Mizell there, Chasten Smith. you know, got some young players that that have an opportunity to come in and help us play. And there's some recruits that also have an ability because they're bigger backs that have ability to play as well. So that position is a position that has some skill set in it that can help this football team run the ball with authority. The wide receiver group, again, it should be one of our highlighted points, you know, for this spring and going into the summer and into the fall, with the number of guys that have seen game time action. Kaden Severin, you know, he's done a phenomenal job. It was unfortunate a guy like Miles Gooch got injured, but you know, he's kind of the heart and soul of the group. But there are guys that are coming back that have opportunities to really go up and get the football. Donnie Dowlin from down there in Richmond has done a phenomenal job. You know, played as a true freshman. I think he'll be a special player because it's just his mentality. He's a tough guy that wants to make plays, and so we're excited about the receiver position.
Coach, wanted to ask, I know that we have a vacancy at offensive line coach. I know you guys are searching right now. When you're looking for the right coach, I know you can't talk specifics about who you're talking to and who we're looking at, but are you looking for a coach that really fits Fairchild's system, or what are the pieces that you're looking for in a potential coach?
It's a great question. I mean, obviously you want a great teacher. You want a guy that's great in teaching the fundamentals, the techniques that are required, you know, regardless of the scheme, but can translate what he needs to get done, you know, through the meeting room or the chalkboard onto the football field, and the players can execute, you know, what they're being taught. You want a guy that can also communicate well with the players. You want a guy that can lend itself to the meeting room when he says, listen, we've blocked this particular play this way, or we've ran it this way, or we can protect the quarterback by doing these things. So a guy that's been there, done that, so to speak, a veteran guy that's been maybe been in a couple places that has done blocked and seen different schemes and, you know, has played against good players, good people, good coaching staff. So that's important, you know, and a guy that understands the Virginia way, understands that these guys are here to get a great education, but also to win football. And you know, well, I was fortunate to have a guy like Scott Walkenheim, who was an Air Force graduate that wanted to become a head coach. And, you know, this opportunity at VMI was a fit for him because of his background. And, you know, VMI is a place that Scott's very, you know, very aware of the requirements and what needs to be done there. And I wish Scott, you know, the best. And like I said, he's one of the better coaches that we had here, with an offensive line that was tops in the country of not giving up sacks, but also just, you know, being a guy that can coach the players. And so I wish Scott well. And you know, my search for an offensive line guy will continue. I want to get the best guy for the job and talk about those the criteria that you just mentioned. But, you know, we'll feel fortunate that there's been a lot of candidates, you know, to look through and interview and talk about, and so we'll continue to do that.
Well, Coach Lennon, Hobbo at least is one who's really happy that you're the head coach at the University of Virginia, and I wish you every success. I know it's coming, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes tonight. I know this is family time, so you interrupted that to call into the show. We wish you the best, and look forward to having you back maybe after the signing day, and that way you can talk specifically about some of the new young men that are coming into the program.
Oh, without a doubt, Jim, I appreciate you. I appreciate Frank. I appreciate the Richmond audience there. And you know, I understand that, you know, the task at hand is to win football games. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm so working tirelessly to make that happen. You know, I'm a Virginia football fan. I'm a Virginia fan. You know, with our women's soccer team played the national championship. Our men win the national championship. Tony's doing a great job right now with our men's basketball team. Baseball team is ranked, I believe, preseason number 3. You know, so it's great to be at a school like Virginia that has standards and criteria that maybe some other schools don't have, but to represent a school like that. And so I want to win as bad as anybody else does, want to do it the right way, and want to represent the Wahoo fans that listen to your radio program, and that's what we're going to do. So I appreciate the time, and you know, wish everyone a happy new year. And Jim, thanks for having me on again. If you could tell your head coach, the lovely Linda Hobgood, that I said hello.
I will do that. I'm sure she's listening right now, so I'm sure she would say hello back. Coach, again, Happy New Year. We look forward to talking to you and seeing you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right, head coach Mike London of the Virginia football program. We're going to go to our final break. When we come back, we'll get back to basketball conversation, have a little bit of an Olympic report, not a whole lot to talk about, but nevertheless, you're listening to Who's Talking. Stay tuned. We'll finish up tonight's show when we return.